Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, presented by your local Hyundai dealers. This is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. 670 The Score is Chicago Sports. Chicago Sports is The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
The Score! Let's dance, let's party, let's boogie.
Who loves you, baby?
So much better than talking Bulls.
Well, I can't always let it show.
Who loves you, baby?
By now you really ought to know.
Who loves you, baby? Who loves you?
This is one thing I don't want to blow. Baby,
oh,
baby,
pause.
Won't you tell me everyone I want to know?
Thanks to Joe Ostrowski, the great Nancy Armour, and Kevin Fishbane, all for joining us today. Ray Rankin.
Outstanding.
Thank you. Just the whole thing.
For the
moment
today.
The party started at the beginning of this show and the polka band came out. This is great. Brandon Fryer helped.
Shout out to Paul Conrad. He was listening.
Yeah.
And he was like, thanks guys for the polka stuff.
I didn't know he was a fan.
He's a connoisseur. He might even play the accordion because Paul's talented like that.
Really?
But one, thanks for listening. And two, I'm glad that you enjoyed our party that Jason Benetti was back calling White Sox game.
Yeah, that was weird yesterday. we had that whole transition and super serious. And then I made a couple of phone calls and I heard some people saying, by the way, I'm like, wait,
this thing's
what?
Almost done.
Yeah. Okay. It was all very strange.
It was a very strange day. I missed your guys' party, but Jason Benetti will be on the show today at 4:00.
That sounds like a party.
So that'll be fun. So we'll ask him like why that was in the newspaper yesterday and what happened.
I pick up the ukulele and water comes out of it and the fish, I'm like, what happened?
Exactly. So we'll see what happened. And his broadcast life is fun, man. He was hanging out with Bill Raftery last night.
Ooh, onions!
Yeah, exactly. So I asked him when we were texting this morning, I was like, why? Are you hungover? Am I texting you too early? He's like, man, I've already flown home this morning. Like the 8:00 or 9:00 tip. He's like, you missed the bar after those late night games. I'm like, Raf doesn't miss the bar. He's like, no, but I had an early flight. I'm like, oh, okay. So
Raf's the reason you get to the bar if you know he's there.
Yeah, exactly. No, and he's worked with him now a few times since he's been over at Fox. So he's got some good Raf stories. So we'll catch up with Jason Benetti today at 4:00.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
That makes me happy.
He's just living a great life. He resigns. He's calling NFL games. He's working with Raf. I mean, what's better than Jason Benetti's life?
I'd love to know his opinion of Billy Packer. We were talking about him a lot today from his professional perch, how he feels about...
I'll add that to the list.
Because that was a complicated
prickly
legacy.
Man.
A very curmudgeonly, difficult, often angry man. But
you must have had him on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we yelled at him. We had him and fought with him about any number of things.
Okay, yeah,
and
I figured.
And he was game for it.
Sure.
He'd come out and we'd dish it out and he'd take it and he'd dish it right back. We're like, all right, okay.
You good.
You think I might be kind of a prickly... figure.
Just a little.
But it was all right.
Sure. That's good. Lawrence, did you say earlier, Tanny told me, the Niners with Justin Fields?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Right?
Yeah, it'd be fun.
Have you been thinking about that, like, when you've been watching them?
Well, I think that it's what they tried to do. So I didn't hear you say that. I hadn't been thinking about it, but Tanny said, what do you think of this? Lawrence kind of said it in passing, and I think that's what they wanted. I think that's what they thought they were getting with Trey Lance. Like,
yeah, a texter said that it felt to him like Shanahan outsmarted himself with Trey Lance while Justin Fields is just kind of sitting there.
Right.
He could have just had him.
Could have had him. Would not have needed to trade up as much.
Nope.
Right? Could have traded up from 13 to 10 or something like that in order to get him. Obviously didn't know at the time. That trade, man, is so crazy. That trade happened March 26th. That trade happened a full month before the draft, and they traded from 13 to 3. So they didn't even know what quarterback was going to be there at 3. I mean, you knew Trevor Lawrence was going 1.
Right.
You didn't 100% know that Zach Wilson was going 2, but people
started to speculate.
We're starting to speculate that after his pro day, but you didn't know. But he was just I wonder if he was fine with either Fields or Lance.
Well, he clearly had a preference, though. The preference was Lance, because that's who they ended up picking.
But I'm saying if Lance would have went second.
I would love to know what his scouting report on Fields is.
I would have, yeah, it'd be great.
You know, like, because I right. do think that him in that offense with that talent around him, man, could that be deadly. Not that they are, I mean, they're playing in the NFC championship game with Brock Purdy. So
who doesn't run?
Right. So, I mean, he runs a little bit, but not, you know.
They don't run, like, zone read right. stuff with him, like QB keeper stuff. Yeah.
But it feels like if they had drafted Justin Fields, that this could be a problem for a very long time.
Yep. And it, I mean, he might be right on Trey Lance. We don't know that he's not right on Trey Lance.
You know, I was emailing with somebody before, and it's sort of an interesting conversation that when I brought up the idea of, If Kyle Shanahan had Fields, and you've got Christian McCaffrey, who I thought this when you know Drew McGarry referred to him as the queen on the chessboard,
yeah,
that can move in any direction at any distance and do all that.
Yep,
and you where you could line guys up. What if? And this conversation I was having is somebody who just sort of had this idea. What if that somewhere there is some 20-year-old kid, a college assistant, a grad assistant, who has this idea of multiple quarterbacks at the same time.
A11 type stuff?
I don't mean A11, but I mean if not just one Justin Field. What if you had 3 Justin Fields? Not maybe not at all that level, but guys who you could trust to throw a ball. And what you could do
the
geometry of a game. If you had multiple, where any one of these guys could be a wide receiver, could be a quarterback, could be a running back, could be anybody in your backfield could be reasonably expected to maybe throw a pass.
Well, we saw a little bit of this, but they weren't deployed that way, except for in the Super Bowl, where you have Cordell Stewart and Antoine Randle-L, right? Where you could play around. And I guess technically.
Did they have Hines Ward too?
They did have Hines
right?
Ward.
Yeah.
So that, but I think once we get to the Super Bowl, it's been Roethlisberger, Antoine Randle-L, and Hines Ward.
But there's got to be a commitment to the idea, not just gimmickry, saying this is what we do and you've got no clue
where the ball
is coming out of.
But you're saying that then the guys would also be receivers, and at some point Justin Fields is running routes?
Potentially.
Yeah.
I'm not being hub on this.
I know. You're not saying Justin Fields specifically.
I'm just saying if you really had
the model of Justin Fields
I understand.
Used in
I just
that
wonder,
way.
Like, because it's you can get a receiver hurt and be okay. You get a quarterback hurt and you're not okay.
And Brock Purdy's out there.
Exactly. And so I just wonder. If the upside would have to be very, I mean, I love the idea.
Anybody can get hurt. I mean,
anybody can get hurt for sure. But just normally the drop off between starting quarterback and backup quarterback is usually something that sinks a season, unless you are Kyle Shanahan. They've won 12 straight games.
It's amazing.
12 straight games.
Like you're watching that offense, and I've been talking with Dan about the concept of like I really like its positionless football because of the guys that they have. They can do all sorts of stuff. And you can line them up and you can mess with the defense because you can have Kittle in the backfield if you want. You can split out
Debo.
Right. You can split McCaffrey out to X. You can play Debo in the slot. You can motion Ayuk. You can also have him in the backfield if you want. And the beautiful thing about it is that I think Ayuk's a really good receiver. I've liked him a lot, like even when he was in college. Now he's getting one-on-ones because the rest of the defense has got to be like, where's that guy? Where's that guy? Where's that guy? Where's that guy? And if you you line him up at Z or whatever, he's like, all right, we at least know where he is. So we can match up with him. But everything else, even Juszczyk, like you can put them all in different spots. We're going to line up Kittle with tight end. Well, he's a tight end. Yeah, but kind of not.
Would you trade the number one pick for Kyle Shanahan?
Oh, what a cool question.
It's allowed.
It's interesting.
It's allowed. Yeah, Dan, you're signing three quarterbacks. I'm trading the first pick for a coach.
No, I'm making the Dr. Stephen Brule face at that one. Like, that one sort of fried my circuits.
Yeah, I get it.
Is all I'm giving up is the 1-1?
Yeah. You give up 1-1 and you pair Kyle Shanahan and Justin Fields, and then you figure it out. You still have a terrible roster.
I think you got so many spots to fill, man. And
I tend to agree with you. I tend to agree with you, but I think, I mean, let's put it this way. If Belichick's the GOAT, you wouldn't do it for him because of his age. If Andy Reid is also a Hall of Famer,
also old,
you wouldn't do it for him because of his age, and you're not 100% convinced that Fields and Reid's skill set goes together.
You're not going to do it for Tomlin because he's too conservative.
I'm definitely not doing it for Tomlin. But I think
you're going to bring up Brandon Staley.
No, the only one. The only one I think the only one you'd actually have to consider is Kyle Shanahan.
Oh,
I think you'd have to consider it.
I mean, I'm considering it right now.
If you made me answer right now, I think I would say no.
Yeah.
No.
I think that's the right answer.
The answer is no.
But wasn't Gruden multiple firsts? I think he was.
That's why I want to know if all you want is one of one. Because if all John you want Gruden is trade. One in one, I am considering that.
Yeah, it was 2 firsts, 2 seconds, and $8 million.
Yeah.
And they got John Gruden.
What a sports radio question that is. Have you had that in your pocket for a while?
I mean, for the Friday of Championship Sunday, buddy.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I honestly just kind of, yes, but I mean, I mean,
if you run out of stuff, we got this Trey Mancini segment that if you need it.
Oh, I know. We can't wait.
Until Tuesday?
Yeah, we're going to do it Tuesday.
We're not going to.
Yeah, we are.
Is this like my?
It's already written in.
Derrick Rose retired the jersey in case of emergency break last, and then everyone else was like, "Oh, we already had that thought." I didn't hear any of you have that thought,
Danny. We've been trying to do this Trey Mancini segment since Monday.
Oh, it's like Matt Damon coming up on Kimmel.
Yep,
it's coming.
That's
up
exactly what it is.
Yeah.
So if you need it,
yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you very much.
It's all about the differences between Baltimore and how his game fits Wrigley.
Yeah,
and then there's
it's actually like really good content, yeah. But
yeah, I don't know.
I like this better.
Texter, hell yes, I'd trade for Shanahan. Next texter, you can't trade the number one overall pick for no damn coach. It's probably be 50-50. I like that.
I actually think it might be closer to 60-44.
I would say no. If you did a web poll right now, I would say no. I would say it would probably be. That I would say 60-40 no.
All right, I'll tweet it from my Twitter account and just
follow,
and then just never check my mentions again for the next like 48 hours. Because I mean that is just putting a Molotov cocktail onto Bears Twitter.
Yeah, well, I mean you're doing it on the radio. You might as well do it in social too.
Yeah, but you know how it is.
Yeah,
scroll. Yeah, and just tone on radio of like this was kind of off the cuff and just thinking about it and throw it out there versus radio. Like, Parkins is trading away.
Right, Barrett Sports Media headline. Yeah. Firebrand radio host challenges fan base. Right.
Once Matt Eberflus fired.
Exactly. Our radio show and my podcast both got mentioned on one of the biggest shows in the country today. So we're going to have that audio for you. You mentioned Barrett Sports Media. I think that set off a very odd chain of events that had Dan Patrick hearing about First and Pod, which is just so
sweet.
It's a very weird set of circumstances.
Oh, that's good.
And you guys did you hear the story that we have Dan Patrick's Marconi? Did you hear this?
Wait, what?
Yeah.
They sent the Marconi to you guys?
Kind of. So they sent...
Are you sending it back?
No.
Good.
No. So, Dan Patrick won National Show of the Year.
But he wasn't there, right?
But he wasn't there.
Right.
And he told my buddy Nick Wright to accept the award on his behalf because Nick was texting him when we were going to the ceremony. Hey, are you going to be there? He's like, no. Why are you going to be there? He's like, I'm going with my buddy. He's like, oh, if I win, accept the award. Some executive from Premiere got up there and accepted the award before Nick could get to the stage. So then Nick went on his show and said, hey, you guys used clips of me in your audio.
So no way.
That's a Marconi?
Yeah, I know. Super underwhelming. Super underwhelming. But heavy. Like genuine. Yeah,
it's got good weight.
Yeah, yeah. But
look at this.
And so Dan Patrick sends it to Nick and says thank you on it.
So Dan gave it to Nick.
Dan sent his Marconi to Nick and autographed the box that it came in and said thank you because he used audio clips of Nick on his show for his Marconi submission, and Patrick could not even be bothered to show up at the ceremony.
He's got a lot more of these, so it's fine to give this one to Nick.
And so then Nick sent it to us.
What camera? There we go.
Nick sent it to us, and so he could say, now you could say that you were nominated for and you have a 2022 Marconi. We just didn't win it.
Right. Technically, that's all true.
And so then it came up on Dan Patrick's show today. And
so you're keeping it?
Yeah, I think Dan Patrick's fine with it.
Right on, man.
Yeah. Right?
It's, you know what?
It is real leaded crystal, you can tell.
It's nice. Small, but I do like kind of the stuff that's going on
with
this thing.
Trade?
That's what she said.
It looks like, what's the building pick in Chicago with the... diagonal face.
The one that we're in.
Piece of metal.
The one that's like...
No,
right,
not
the
this one.
Cutter, the one that's right next
to Stone container.
Us.
Stone container. Yeah.
Wait. Let me get... Give me a camera, Connor, and I'll go real close so people can see it.
There we go.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, it was funny. It was fun. Yeah, so...
There you go.
There we go. There it is. Would you trade the number one overall pick for Kyle Shanahan?
It's up.
Now
the fuse has been lit.
Now we watch the world burn.
Now ask, would they trade it for Marconi?
I would not.
We need to get a picture of that next to a jar of Marconi Giardiniera.
Yes.
That's a great idea.
Yes.
Right?
And that is the next level of the bit.
When Dan Patrick asks for Marconi, we send him the Giardiniera.
Right. Put it on his shoes.
We send Dan Patrick the Giardiniera. That's perfect. That is absolutely the next level.
That would add the score touch that anybody outside of Chicago would have no idea what's
going on. Correct.
How about the fact that Patrick is so accomplished that the highest award in radio, he's just like, I got a bunch of these and a bunch of Emmys.
Did it? He lives. We flew to New York to lose. He lives in New York and didn't show up to win.
That's baller.
It's so baller.
I love it.
It's so baller.
It's so great.
Yeah.
He's like polishing his Emmys and he's like, eh.
Yeah, exactly.
No, he's a cool dude.
How about
really great.
How about I flip on every Adam Sandler movie and watch my cameo in that instead of going to the Marconi Awards?
Polishing his Oscar from Benchwarmers.
Yeah. That's accomplished.
Really good in Benchwarmers.
You could have an EGOT. But yeah, so he's you used to hang out with him, right? Back
I used to do his show.
Oh yeah, you used to fill in on his show.
Oh yeah.
That's very cool. That's very cool.
It was. And it also having that national experience informed the fact that I didn't want to do that.
Right. National radio is
a different beast.
Yeah, and it can be unfulfilling.
It's disconnected.
Yes. Correct. You matter a little everywhere, but don't matter much anywhere.
There's no relationship.
Yeah.
There's really no connect. That connection that I'd rather have the kind of job where somebody can come up to me in the back of Mariano's and say, hey, I love that segment you did about the thing.
Yeah.
You know, that
unblock me on Twitter.
Right. Please unblock. Did I tell you about this?
No.
The Uber driver. Or Lyft driver, whatever. I get a text from my wife, and she's like, "My Lyft driver is apparently a big fan of the show." I'm like, "Uh-oh, okay." And he picked her up at our house, and then she texts me and she says, "He's asking me to ask you to unblock him on Twitter."
I mean, honestly, the follow-up question could have been way worse. That's not terrible,
but I'm just.
What did he do?
I've never ever regretted blocking someone on Twitter.
Of course not.
So I just said, I'm, it's not worth investigating. just
text me when you get where you
right. Are. Just and she said, follow my ride.
Oh man!
And I get the link, you know, so I'm actually following. And I said, all right, we'll just keep an eye on it here. But it was one of those where it's like, yeah.
Oh God. that's amazing. So yeah, and so that's the downside of having a connection.
Fine. I'm sure it's fine. But
so far, 68% of people are saying no, and the first responses are what? Question mark. Would you do this before or after smoking Soldier Field turf? What are you drinking? Put the bottle down. So,
put the bong down.
I'm just saying.
I'm telling you, it's going to settle at 60-40 no.
What did you left it at 24 hours?
Yeah, I just put it 24 hours.
Great.
More than enough time to permeate to all these takes. All corners of the internet.
80-20 no.
It's no. At 80-20 no right now?
No, that's what it's going to finish at.
Okay.
It is the stupidest idea I've ever heard.
I love Matt Eberflus.
This is worse than your idea of trading both fields in the first pick for more
picks.
That was
your idea, and it was interesting.
That was Warren Sapp's idea.
Warren Sapp took that from me.
Yeah. That idea was a fun. I'm surprised we got there as quickly as we did, given that there's still like 100 days until the draft. But say Poles was convinced that Will Levis or whomever was the guy. What did he say? He'd have to be absolutely blown away.
Yeah.
Yeah. Say whoever that was that absolutely blew him away. If he also had the knowledge that the Texans wanted someone else. So like if he's like, I know that Will Levis is a future Hall of Famer, but I also know that the Texans want Bryce Young. He could trade down from 1 to 2.
Get extra picks,
draft Will Levis, and trade Justin Fields. And now you've traded both of your top assets and still gotten your quarterback of the future.
Look,
Galaxy brain stuff.
I heard it the first time you did it because your tease got me.
Yeah.
And I hated myself for it. Like, oh, I guess I got to hear this. And then I heard that.
It's not the worst idea I've ever heard. I mean, it's on the board.
I admire the creativity.
Thank you.
But
it'll never happen.
No.
It'll never happen. But again, we have 100 days until the draft.
I say play around with all of it.
But he should consider everything. He should consider everything on the board.
And then dismiss it.
And then probably dismiss it. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, it's
it's okay. Yeah. By the time they're in St. Louis, you know.
St. Louis Bears.
Yes, St. Louis Bears. We got all sorts of stuff flying around. So, fun guest list today. I already mentioned Jason Benetti at 4. Stacey King going to join me in 25
Great.
Minutes.
Great.
So, that should be fun. What about the Bulls' most offense, his basketball sensibilities?
You could hear it in the broadcast last night.
Yeah. We played a cut of him last night that was really telling, and there was sort of a throwaway line there about how the young guys on the team have to run because some of the guys don't want to.
Yeah, DeMar, he was talking about.
He's like, DeMar doesn't want to run.
Yeah.
DeMar's making me want to pull my hair out. Makes me crazy.
Yeah.
All right. So Stacey.
Jason. And then at 5 o'clock, a guest from every Championship Sunday city. So we'll do the whip around and do 5 minutes in each city, kind of get the feel of how they're feeling. And I mean, I think it's the four best teams. I think it's an incredible Championship Sunday slate. And I can't wait for the games. So should be a good show.
Have fun, Danny.
Thank you, Dan Lawrence. Have a good weekend. Spiegs is back on Monday. Tanny's Open kicks us off. Parkinson Spiegel on the score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.